This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of May 2026. Essence. Sweet children, when you followed the directions of Ravan and defamed the father, Bharat became as worthless as a shell. Now recognize the father and remember him, and you will become wealthy. Question. What wonderful secret is hidden in the picture of the ladder? Answer. There is the dance of devotion for half a cycle, and the dance of this knowledge for half a cycle. When the dance of devotion takes place, there is no dance of this knowledge. And when there is the dance of this knowledge, there is no dance of devotion. Ravan's reward continues for half a cycle, and you children experience your reward for half a cycle. This deep secret is hidden in the picture of the ladder. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The father sits here and explains that you performed a lot of dances of devotion on the path of devotion. You didn't perform any dance of this knowledge. When the dance of devotion takes place, there is no dance of this knowledge. When the dance of this knowledge takes place, there is no dance of devotion. Because the dance of devotion takes you into the descending stage. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. Devotion begins in the copper age. When devotion begins, the reward of this knowledge ends, and there is the stage of descent. The father sits here and explains how you descend. I come and tell you children every cycle. You children have defamed me a great deal. I come when there is a lot of defamation in Bharat of the original eternal deity religion. The father also explains what defamation is. The father says, I come every cycle and make Bharat's vicious residence of hell into the residence of heaven. It was because you defamed me by following devilish dictates that you became so poverty-stricken. It was the kingdom of Rama, and it is now the kingdom of Ravan. This is called a play of victory and defeat, and the day and night. Now, just think about when I would come. Those to whom I gave the kingdom have now lost that kingdom. All the karmic accounts have been explained to you. I come and give you your inheritance, and then Ravan comes and curses you. This applies to Bharat in particular and the world in general. No one knows the praise of Bharat. At first there was just Bharat. No one knows when it existed, what it was like, or who used to rule there. They don't understand anything. Those who were deities had human forms, but they had the characters of deities. Now, although they are in human forms, their characters are devilish. No one you explain to understands, because they don't know the Father from beyond this world. Instead, they defame him. By defaming the Father, they have become as worthless as shells. There has been the downfall of Barrett. The Father says, I come when its condition becomes like this. I am now explaining to you face to face. I also explained to you in the same way in the previous cycle. The deity community is being established, and you are changing from humans into deities. People don't know when the Father comes. You experience your reward in the golden and silver ages in great happiness. Then, when you are cursed by Ravan in the copper age, everything is finished. Similarly, the deities, having experienced their reward, no longer remain after the end of the Silver Age. The devilish reward of Ravan then begins. Devotion is at first unadulterated, and it then becomes adulterated. The picture of the ladder is very accurate. Everything becomes Satobritan, and then Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Alloy continues to be mixed in. Everything is explained to you children very clearly, but it isn't being imbibed that much. Some don't have the wisdom to be able to explain to others at all. Some are very well experienced, and their dana is also very good. It is number-wise. Not all students are the same. There would definitely be a number given to each one. It is very easy to explain to anyone. The Father says, remember me. I am your unlimited Father, the creator of the world. By remembering me, you will receive your unlimited inheritance. Only by having remembrance will the alloy be removed. Just explain to them. You people of Barrett were Satobritan in the Golden Age, and you have now become Tamobritan in the Iron Age. Alloy has been mixed into souls. No one can go there without becoming pure. In the new world, everyone is Satobritan. When clothes are new, they are said to be Satobritan. And then, when they become old, they become Tamobritan. Everyone's clothes are about to be torn apart. Everyone has reached a state of total decay. Those who were the masters of the world have become totally poor. They are the ones who now have to become wealthy. People don't know these things. When Barrett was heaven, it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Those of all the other religions came later. The Father sits here and explains these real things to you. Look how much respect there is for the Gita. While studying that, people have completely fallen. And this is why they call out, O purifier, come, we have become corrupt. Only God can grant salvation. Everything in the scriptures belongs to the path of devotion. Your intellects understand that by receiving this knowledge from Baba, you become deities. You now have disinterest in the whole of the world. Sannyasis perform devotion of bathing in the Ganges, etc. Devotion is also Satapratthana at first. Then it becomes Rajo and then Tamo. This is the same. The day of half a cycle and the night of half a cycle is remembered, as well as the day and night of Brahma. It must also be the day and night of Brahmins. You are now going into the day, and the night of devotion is coming to an end. There is a lot of sorrow in devotion. That is called the night. People continue to stumble in the darkness while searching for God. There is no one on the path of devotion who can grant salvation. Apart from you, no one knows God accurately. No one can understand that a soul is a point and that the Supreme Soul is also a point. God Himself comes and explains to you through the body of Brahma. They have then portrayed the lucky chariot in the form of a bull. There is no question of a bull. The father explains everything very well, but it doesn't sit accurately in anyone's intellect. The father sits here and explains, "Children, I am the father of you souls. Remember me, and remember the inheritance, and your sins will be absolved. In spite of this, you say that you forget him. Wonderful! Should you forget such a bridegroom or father? Does a wife ever forget her husband? Or does a child ever forget his father? So why do you forget this one here? You even say, 'Baba, you are making us into the masters of heaven,' and yet we forget you." The father says, "How will the rust that is on you souls be removed if you don't remember me?" The main thing is remembrance. We have no connection with any other religion. They teach history and geography at schools. Some don't understand it at all. It doesn't sit in their intellects that the Father is teaching you. Acha, at least remember the Father and the inheritance. Or do you even forget that? You don't even remember the Baba to whom you have been performing devotion for half a cycle. It is in the intellects of you children that you will shed your bodies and go to your kingdom. This is your last birth. You see them with those features in the subtle region. You see them in heaven too. You know that Mama and Baba will become Lakshmi and Narayan. When you are living in the Golden Age, you understand that you will shed your body and take another. You do not have this knowledge there, and there will be the Silver Age after the Golden Age, then the Copper Age, and that you will continue to descend. None of this knowledge remains there. You continue to take rebirth. You remain soul conscious there. Then, from being soul conscious, you become body conscious. Only you Brahmins have this knowledge. No one else has it. Only the Father, the Lord of knowledge, the ocean of knowledge, gives you this knowledge. he would definitely only tell it to you Brahmins, you children of Brahma. The children of Brahma are the Brahmin community. There is the difference of day and night. You make effort and become completely virtuous. You become completely viceless. While living at home with your families, remember the Father. You definitely have to perform actions. Your intellect's yoga should be connected to the Father. You can act. You can work as a carpenter or even rule a kingdom. There is the memorial to King Janak. Continue to rule your kingdom, but your intellect's yoga has to be connected to the Father, and you will receive your inheritance. The Father says, man above, constantly remember me alone. Shiv Baba says, when you just say Shiva, you remember the Shiva Lingam. The name of everyone's body is mentioned because they play their parts through their bodies. You are now being made soul conscious, and you will remain that for half a cycle. At this time, all are body conscious. There, the king, the queen, and the subjects are all soul conscious. Everyone's lifespan is long. Here, everyone's lifespan is short. The Father personally sits in front of you children and explains to you so well. He says, O souls, this is because you are souls who take the knowledge. Dana also takes place in you souls. Baba doesn't have a body. All of this knowledge is in the soul. A soul is a star. Baba too is a star. He doesn't take rebirth, whereas souls do. This is why Baba gave you work to do. He told you to write down the praise of the Supreme Soul and the praise of the children. The two are separate. The praise of Sri Krishna is separate. He is corporeal, whereas that one is incorporeal. Who made him so virtuous? It is said that it was definitely the Supreme Soul who made him that. At this time, you are the godly community. The Father is teaching you. You experience the reward later on. No one will teach you this in the Golden Age. The paraphernalia of the path of devotion will have finished. There also has to be disinterest in this world. That is, you have to renounce your bodies and all bodily relations and consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. You came bodiless, you have to return bodiless. This old world is to be destroyed, and we will all go to that new world. Simply continue to make this effort of remembrance. It is in this that many fail. They don't remember the Father at all. Explain to whoever comes here. Shiv Baba says through Brahma, remember me, and your alloy will be removed, and you will become the masters of the land of Vishnu. The land of Vishnu is the land of heaven. Remember the Father as much as possible. The Father, whom you have been remembering for half a cycle, has now come personally in front of you. He says, "Remember me." No one knows him. He himself comes and gives his own introduction. "Hardly anyone knows me as I am, or knows what I am, or has that faith. If they had faith, they would make effort and claim their inheritance." Shiv Baba says, "By remembering me, your sins will be absolved and you will become pure and the masters of the pure world. You mustn't perform any sinful actions. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada." The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make effort and become completely virtuous. No matter what you do, do it in remembrance of the Father. Don't perform any sinful actions. 2. Your old costume or body is totally decayed. Therefore, remove your attachment from it. Make full effort to make yourself the soul Satyapratan. Blessing. May you be a firm and unshakable self-sovereign who constantly experiences super-sensuous joy. The children who receive the inheritance of super-sensuous joy at the confluence age for all time, that is, those who have full rights over the Father's will, are the ones who have willpower. They will constantly experience unshakable, supersensuous joy. Such heirs, that is, those who have a full right to the inheritance, attain a constant and unshakable self-sovereignty. Slogan. When there is the consciousness of mine, the intellect is completely turned around. Aviat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. According to the time, you must now remain constantly unshakable, immovable and full of all treasures. If there is the slightest fluctuation, you will not be able to experience all the treasures. The way to keep with you constantly the treasures you have received from the Father is to remain constantly unshakable and immovable. By remaining unshakable, you will constantly continue to experience happiness. You might have the happiness of perishable wealth, or the perishable chair of the position of a leader, and you have so much happiness when you receive name and fame, but this happiness is imperishable. Those who are unshakable and immovable will have this happiness. Om Shanti. The invaluable versions of Mateshwari. What are the main roots of the ascending stage and the descending stage? Many people ask the question, when we make so much effort to receive the status of liberation in life, what is the reason we come down? Although we say that this is a game of victory and defeat, there must definitely be a reason for the ascending and descending stages? On what basis is this play performed? Just as we are able to climb up by making effort, in the same way, there must be a reason why we fall. That reason is not a big thing, it is just a small mistake. For instance, God says, "Remember me, and I will grant you the status of liberation and liberation in life." In the same way, when we become body conscious and forget God, we fall. We then go onto the path of sin and get trapped in the five vices. We take on sorrow. Therefore, that is our own fault, not the Creator's. When people say that God gives happiness and sorrow, it is absolutely wrong. Baba is the bestower of happiness, not the bestower of sorrow. We receive happiness through our elevated actions and sorrow through our impure actions. We definitely receive the fruit of good actions and the consequences for our bad actions from God. However, we cannot say that God gives both happiness and sorrow. No. God is with us in our ascending stage, but it is Maya that makes us fall. In a general way too, we take someone's company or help for happiness, but none give their company for taking sorrow. After doing the actions we perform, we receive the fruit accordingly. In this drama, the play of happiness and sorrow is based on your actions. But people with degraded intellects do not know this secret. Acha.